Aloha, this is Wayne Cudero with this week's devotions. My July is coming to a close and August is beginning. Where has time gone? Someone once said, although time flies, don't forget, you're the pilot. You can decide where you're going to go. And make sure that you don't go by the author of time. And that's why devotions is so incredibly important. It keeps you tethered to truth. Well, this week we'll be in Isaiah. We'll finish off the book, only 66 chapters in Isaiah. We will do the final six. And you're going to see the mercy of God. Oh my, God's going to call us a people who he says are sought out. He calls us a sought out people, not a forgotten one, a sought out people. You'll love the final six chapters of Isaiah, and watch for some messianic verses, some verses that Jesus himself will quote. And then we'll be in a few chapters of 2 Kings 21 through 23, and watch for someone called Josiah. Oh, he's a breath of fresh air. You're going to have so many kings who, and you'll read these words again and again, who did evil in the sight of God. Josiah does right. Watch for him. Like Hezekiah, he's a breath of fresh air. And then the book of Nahum. Now, Nahum is the seventh book in 12 of the minor prophet books, and he's going to prophesy the destruction of Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was up in the Babylonian area by the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Nineveh was a town of, well, between 100 and 150,000, and it was made very famous by Sennacherib, the very same king who took the 10 tribes of Israel into captivity. But Nahum prophesied its destruction, and sure enough, in and around 605 BC, the Assyrian Empire virtually ends. Nineveh was its capital, or one of its strongest cities, and it's gone. And then we're going to be in the New Testament, in the book of John. You see, Matthew was written with the Jews in mind, Mark, the Romans, Luke, the Greeks, and John, the Gentiles. That's right, the Gentiles. And Jesus is proven to be the wonderful Lord, the one who is a Savior and Redeemer of those whom he calls sons and daughters. Gentiles, people who believe in him, that may not have the pedigree of the Jewish bloodline, but they do have the faith in the Son of God. That's what brings redemption, not a pedigree. It is belief in the priest and king, Jesus Christ. Well, enjoy the rest of this month, July, as we go into August. And remember, time might fly, but you're the pilot. Make sure you stay steady this week and let him give you direction. Even in the midst of a changing world, we'll be able to shine as lights in the world. God bless you as we sit at his feet together. This is Wayne Cudero. Have a great week of devotions. I'll be doing them with you.